Hello and welcome back to Life with Faye. I am your host, Faye Kemi. Hello and welcome back to another episode. If you're new here, you're welcome. And if you're returning, you're also welcome. I'm always excited to have you here. Today, I will be touching toes and breaking tables. And as a matter of fact, we are all in this table, so set your tables right, everybody. Let's get into it. Today, I'll be talking about you are your enemy. Yep. You are your enemy. So, I'm sure you're wondering, what am I up to today? I'm up to something good because I hope that at the end of this episode, we would leave and we would see some things that we're supposed to see and we'll make the right changes. So like I said earlier, today's topic is you are your enemy. I have a question for you. Are you hating on yourself? Are you pulling yourself down? Are you taking the right steps or are you just being an hater to yourself? Yeah, it's not in here. So why I said that you are your enemy is because most times we people, we are fond of accusing other people and you hear people say, oh, I don't care, my haters. A lot of people actually just put the fault on the haters. It's your haters that is making you get results. It's your haters that is pulling you back. It's your haters that is hating on you and giving you the bad eye. Everything, literally, we just want to blame somebody else. And the available person in this situation is the hater. Sorry to all the haters out there. But the truth is, sometimes we are our own hater. We hate on ourselves sometimes. We do the hating sometimes. See, life is a war zone, and guess what? You are first at war with yourself before anybody else. Life is a war zone, and the first person you are going to be battling with is yourself, by yourself. So before you face the world, you have to face you. Now, the question is, are you going to defend or are you going to sit back and let yourself fight yourself? I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you'll get it pretty soon. A lot of times, people are used to being mediocres. They like to settle. They like to just sit back. They don't like to do much. They don't like to try. Or you see someone that once they try to do something the first time and it doesn't work, they don't try again. If this is your table, hold firm because it's about to break. Once, for somebody else, it is, once you take that step and it looks like it might not come through, you don't even bother trying. For somebody else, it's even the fear of actually taking that step. You have the right plans, you have the right proposal, you have the right steps to take, but you would not do it. Just look at it. In this case, you are your hater. Because what you're supposed to pull up strength for and actually face squarely, you're just sitting back and not doing nothing about it. You are just letting life happen. Most of us, we just let life happen. You wake up and, okay, today's a new day. Whatever happens, happens. If it's good, if it's okay, let's just push through. Night comes, you go to bed. It's just like a routine. Most of us are falling into routines. We are living on the pilot mode. It's just the same process every day, the same routine every day. And you're wondering why you're not getting results. Once again, I say you are your hater. I'm sorry if I'm attacking you. I do not mean to attack you. The aim of this is for you to see some things. Or for somebody else, right? It is, oh, I don't have enough resources to actually do this thing, so I'm just going to wait till I have enough resources. The first year, the second year, the third year. Let me bust your bubble. You're never going to have enough resources until you start. Resources will not fly from heaven. Resources will not disappear to you. Until you take that step, if you really want more resources, you start from little. One of the popular quotes I like to say on this podcast is, Rome wasn't built in a day. and whatever plan that you have, it would not come through the first day or the first time you try it. You keep building till you get to what you want. So you're not just going to sit back and wait for some things to happen. You grab what you need. Life is a ball game that is quite crazy, if I may say. Life is chilling, and at the same time, life does not want you to have what you want. So you have to fight for what you want. You have to position yourself rightly for what you want. Like I mentioned earlier, it's literally a war zone. So fight for yourself, win with yourself, and then you can come face life. But if you can't fight yourself and win, then what's the point? Literally, what is the point? You are a procrastinator. Now, this is a table literally all of us is on. You procrastinate a lot. Oh, I'm going to do this thing. Yeah, by 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Oh, I have something. That something is nothing. But I'm going to push it. So before you know it, you are just pushing. And at the end of the day, you just keep pushing. A lot of us don't like stress. You hear some people say, oh, this life, I can't kill myself. I just want to take it slow. I'm just chilling. You even hear some people say, vibes and inshallah. Oh, I'm just on vibes, you know, no stress. Guy, you will have to pick a struggle. And that struggle is, what do I want to do? Because, like I said, if you think life is a place that you're just going to sit back and watch things unfold, of course things will unfold, but they might not be in your favor. They really might not be in your favor. You have to fight for what you want. And now, here's the trick to fighting. When you're fighting, fight from the place of victory. Don't fight like, I'm just fighting, I don't even know if I'm going to win. Fight with the mindset that I'm fighting this fight and I've already won. So you're not going to the war zone literally like, oh, if they kill me, I'm going to die, I'm going to rest, or if I win, it's, I don't know. Be ready and register it in your mind that you're going and you're coming back as a victor. Because if you are not fighting from the position of victory, your mind would play a lot of games on you. And at the end of the day, you might not end up getting the result that you want. Once you understand this, it will change everything. Trust me. It will change everything. We've all been at that point where we're all struggling about one thing or the other. There was a time that I used to struggle about my identity. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I could amount to. I didn't love myself. I practically did not want me. Do you get? I did not want the kind of person that I was. And I was literally struggling. Struggling with my size. Struggling with my body. Struggling with my mind. Struggling with everything around me. But once I came to the point of understanding that if I'm going to fight, I should have to fight from the point of I've won. Fight with my words, fight with my action, fight with the right perspective. And when I realized that, it changed everything. So that was why I said, you have to fight from the point of victory. Fight, stand in the place of winning. It's either you win or you win. Let that be the mindset. It's either you win or you win. It's either you get it or you get it. It's either you go or you go. You're not staying back. You are not running away. You're not shying away. You do good, you get good, and you be good. That's how literally life works. So stop being your hater. Stop being somebody that wants to pull yourself back. The process might not be pretty, but one day you will get to that point where you can say, I fought and I won and I'm still winning. But until then, don't stop fighting. Wake up, push through, pull through, be your best to get your best. Do not settle. Don't ever think to settle. Let settling not even cross your mind at all. Don't even think to say, I'm just going to let life happen. the journey might not be smooth, the journey might be rough, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So let that light be the picture in your mind and let it just keep surging your strength and just keep pushing through, because at the end of the day, you are definitely going to win. So remember, life is a war zone and you are first at war with yourself. When you win, then you face the world. So don't give up yet, because it's just getting started. But best believe, when you fight from the position of victory, everything will be smooth, everything will be easy. It will not even look as if you're in a battle. You will just be chilling, and truly that vibes that you want, you will be enjoying the vibes. So thank you for staying with me. I'm sorry if I crossed anybody's path. I'm really sorry, but like I said earlier, it wasn't just yourself, because one way or the other, this is also pointing out to me, and I know that we can all do better, and we can do better, and we will do better. So yeah, thank you for listening to me. Stay good and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye.